Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? This is your host, Brother Carson. This is Mad Dads Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm glad that you all are listening today. We got a wonderful show. We're going to be talking about making a difference and how Mad Dads affected our lives. And so we're going to hear a bunch of testimonies today. And if you have been affected by the Mad Dads or you just want to make a comment, you can definitely call in at 1-347-215-9262. Please call in and give us your 2 cents, because even that is valuable. We like to hear from the callers, like to hear if Mad Dad has done anything for you, or if you just want to, congratulate us for doing such a great job for over 10 years. So, and we're going to keep on doing that. We're still trying to. So we're actually trying to raise money. We've been doing a telethon. If you would like to make a contribution, you can go to our website, which is MinneapolisMadDads.org, and make a donation. Or you can call in to the Mad Dads office to make a pledge. Now, I'm going to have my co-host call in. He's going to call in a few minutes. And then I'm going to have the rest of the Mad Dads is going to call in. They're going to give us their testimony a little bit. But one thing I want to say is, Mad Dads, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to have the type of opportunities that I've been, given. I've got a chance to meet a lot of great people under Mad Dads and, get a chance to meet a lot of, big-time people, a lot of important figures because of the Minneapolis Mad Dads, and it's a dream come true. I've been able to meet Susan Taylor and, all these great black leaders, NAACP and all those guys. And, one guy from NAACP, that was actually recently. We've been trying to patch up this bridge between two different cultures, the Somali culture and the African-American culture, over an incident that just happened. So we were there, and we've been listening to everyone, and it was one brother from the NAACP, and it was just wonderful hearing him speak and learning history about where we come from, because a lot of times I think we forget that, where we come from. A lot of times we think we have it so good that we forget that, but, I beg you people, please go back to the woods and really get to know who we are, really get to know our lineage and where our people is about. So, you guys see Mad Dads out on the streets. If you see him on a bus or anything like that, make sure y'all give him a holler and talk to him. Tell him thank you. Or you can sign up with us if you need any resources. Definitely make sure that you sign up and know that we will be able to help. So, but let's get right into it. Making a difference in your community certainly does. It does something for the people. It brings about hope. When you can make a difference in your community, it brings hope to that community. And that's what we do here at Mad Dads. We try to bring hope back to the community. One of our slogans is "Down with Dope, Up with Hope." And a lot of times you might see DJ Smith on television, or you might, see him around. You might hear him say that we're hope dealers. You know what I mean? And not necessarily meaning that we deal hope, but we give out hope, because that's what we're about. We're about change. We're trying to bring hope back in this community, because I guarantee once we are hopeful again, once we are having faith again, that's when all that negative stuff, it will disappear. It will disappear. And I mean, not to say that we won't have problems from then, but we won't have the kind of problems that's permitting your child to, grow up and be something that they're supposed to be, instead of, getting caught up in gangs and stuff. So, we try to bring that hope back in our community, and hopefully that you're able to help us out with this mission, because, we can't do it by ourselves, but we definitely need your help. So, if you'd like to make a contribution, if you'd like to donate, just go to our website, MinneapolisMadDads.org. Again, that's www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. You can click the donate button, and they'll prompt you. Now, the first person I'm going to have to call in would be my co-host, Gil Baggett, whenever he's not busy. He's going to call in. He's going to tell us about, you know, what he went through prior to joining the Minneapolis Mad Dads. We have people who, you know, used to be drug dealers. We have people who used to be drug addicts, you know, people who used to be major gang influence, you know what I mean? And they're all in the Mad Dads program with a whole heart, did a 360, and they're a whole different person. And that's something that I appreciate from the Minneapolis Mad Dads. That's something that I really enjoy to know about because, I mean, how often do you get to hear those kind of stories? You know what I mean? So, and it's nothing fake about it, you know, like you might hear stories on TV or something that's faked out, but this is all real people. And I mean, imagine 10 years of doing God's work. You know what kind of blessings that we're having. You know what I mean? A lot of times we do a lot of work and we don't get paid for it and we're not in it for the pay because if we were, then we wouldn't be true. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be true to our hearts. As far as like what we're supposed to be doing, we wouldn't have that much blessings because it wouldn't come to us. You know, blessings does not come with that kind of stuff. You know, if you're greedy, you know, you can kiss your blessings goodbye. You know, but my dad's been around for about 10 years doing God's will. Some of them paid, some of them not paid. Either or, we did it out the heart. And we've been blessed because of that many, many times over. You know what I mean? So, Mad Dad's done a lot for our lives. I can tell you one thing that Mad Dad's been doing for me. It's not just the opportunities, but just having me learn and grow more, you know, in the Word of God, and learning how to apply that to everyday life like we're supposed to. But, you know, lately, I apologize for the yawning, people. I've actually took this medicine actually for my back pain and that, and it got me like really, really crazy. So, again, I'm sorry for the yawning. But one thing that got me was just the opportunity to be able to share my experiences for a younger person. You know, I've been able to mentor younger people. And have a youth program under Mad Dads, which is called The Grip. It's going to be starting back up in January. We're going to make sure that we have fun. We got a new place and everything. So, but it's been giving me an opportunity to be a mentor for a young person. And, you know, the first time I ever mentored one-on-one with the kid was just this last Wednesday. And, I mean, the guy was really smart. He was a smart kid. I mean, I like that kind of stuff. I like that Mad Dads were able to have me, you know, to help me set that up. You know what I mean? So, you know, I thank God for people like Sharika and who's in our staff, and BJ Smith, president and founder, and, you know, all of the Mad Dads. I'm thankful for them because they're able to steer me in directions that I need to be if I'm, you know, Lord knows that, you know, I'm new to this. So they're teachers, and they teach me how to, you know, get things going in the right direction, you know, and keep me on the right path without being impatient with me. And that's something that we all need. You know, we just need to be patient with one another and get that stuff going the way it's supposed to be going. You know, that communication piece is a big deal. So also just want to let people know that the chat line is open for youth. So if you would like to use the chat line, that'd be great. You may not be able to call in and talk, but you can certainly type in the question or a comment if you'd like. Now make sure that I read it off. Unless if you don't want me to read the comment, make sure you put in parentheses that you don't want the comment to be read. So or out loud rather. Please make sure y'all hit up that line and the chat room. The call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. But then we got people in our staff that, you know, had a very hard, you know, past life, had a very hard life in the past, you know. One guy in particular, Pedro, he's a really good guy. He's used to be in gangs and, you know, didn't really have a father figure until he went to the Mad Dads and started. start making the community a lot better, you know, and his will and determination has definitely blessed him with the goodwill now. And, you know, being that he never had a father back then, he now has one under Vijay Smith. And it's a beautiful story because, I don't know how many jobs will have a story like that. Not too many, if there's any other stories like that. You know, not too many at all. But if you are one of the people that we help, or if you've been helped by the Mad Dads, please call in. Let me know what we did to help. You know, how did we help? What did you need help with? You know, how long ago was this? And, you know, all that kind of information. Or if you just want to comment on Minneapolis Mad Dads, if you want to ask about it, you know, you can just give me a holler on the chat line, or you can give me a call. So again, the number for the call in is 1-347-215-9262. You know, we also have these groups every Tuesday at 5 o'clock at the Urban Ventures, which is located 3041 4th Avenue South Minneapolis. Every Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we have support meetings, and those support meetings are off the chain. I'm actually going to go there tonight at 5. Lord allows it. Lord knows, I took this medicine, and I'm going loopy right now. So, but if I'm able to make it, then I will definitely make it there. But, you know, I would definitely encourage you all, if you're close by, if you can drive there, you know, brave the snow on the road, just try to make it there. It's a great place to be, and I love coming home feeling lifted after a great meeting. You know, it means a lot to me, definitely. So, you know, again, that's going to be at 5 o'clock tonight. If you are in the South Minneapolis or Minneapolis area, who can drive there. Again, it's going to be located 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. That is on 4th and Lake Street. We definitely need you there. We also have parenting classes, same day, same location. They're also available Thursdays at 5 o'clock. Your instructor there will be Jack Strader, and he is a great guy. You can definitely talk to Jack about anything, and, you know, that's just all a part of that changing lives, you know. I'm sure that there's some people that change the relationship that they have with, you know, their kids because of the classes, like parenting classes that we provide. So I definitely want you to call in, especially if we helped you out before, if we help you, get something, or if we helped you with, you know, anything that we helped you with, that'd be great. Also, if you would like the Mad Dash to help you with something, make sure you give us a call or hit up the chat line. And, again, I'll make sure I'll read it. It seems like the chat line is not actually working right, so we're going to have to I'm going to try this again, actually. And if it doesn't come in this time, then we might not have to do chat line. But definitely call in. I definitely want to hear from you. I want to hear your voices there. I want to definitely have the show to be interesting. I know you guys don't want to keep hearing my voice all throughout the show. So please call in. Again, it's at 1-347-215-9262. Again, the number is 1-347-215-9262. I want to talk about the Tuesday night meetings that we have there. Those meetings, you know, are usually breakthroughs when it comes to certain people. We have people who, when the group first started, or when they first start coming to the groups, we got people that actually change right in front of our eyes. You know, like, we have people who might have been on drugs all the time in the group, and then constantly keep coming back every week. And they come back every week, and next week, and the next week. And sooner or later, you start seeing that transformation in that person. That is amazing to me. You know what I mean? That's amazing stuff. Because, you know, it lets us know that our job that we're doing for God is not going in vain. Because, you know, we got younger people in there that's listening. You know, that's actually probably that they're trying to work on their lives, you know. We got people who say that they want to work on their lives and make, you know, do better. And sometimes you'll see that. You would actually see that, you know. So I'm glad that Mad Dash was able to provide that, you know, type of environment every Tuesday for people just basically just to blow, you know, steam off or, you know, the vent, get some kind of realization back into their mind. Because when you've been down and out so long, you start thinking like that's where you belong, and that's not true. So, you know, just simple stuff like uplifting people and, you know, changing their lives, giving them assignments and things like that. It's a great thing because people have to work on it. You know what I mean? So that's the whole thing. We have to work on our situations that we are having. I'm going to check chat line again soon. And no, chat line is not working right. We will not have chat line, people. I do apologize. But, yeah, you know, I like to have those kind of stories to tell people, you know, especially when, you know, I get the sheets, the calls, you know, the callbacks, and, you know, I talk to certain people. And very few will say that, man, they've done nothing. But just, if not more, just about the same amount of people will say that we have done a lot, you know. And if we can get more and more people to come in and testify for us, saying that we've actually done a lot more, than, you know, then that would be great. You know, because we want to help as many people as possible. That's our vision. That's our goal. You know, we are here to save souls, you know, and that's the thing. We want to save them, and we want to, you know, help transform somebody's life to make them have a better life. So, again, give me a call at 1-347-215-9260. I want to talk about when we elevate each other, you know. When we elevate something, that means we're rising, right? One thing about Mad Dash I've noticed, and this is more specifically about my boss, VJ Smith, one thing I've noticed about him is that he's able to uplift you, much like anybody else in the Mad Dash, but he's able to uplift you almost instantly. You know, I've never met a person that didn't have a type of appreciation for VJ like I have any other person. I've never seen that many, you know, appreciative people for VJ Smith. And I know why he's so appreciated, because he's able to uplift, you know, somebody. Somebody might be looking sad. You know, if he catches that, he automatically thinks this is my opportunity to make somebody's day better. You know what I mean? It may be life better, you know. So, you know, it's just one of the things that it's like we have to realize that elevating each other is an important factor, you know. And that's what Mad Dash try to do. We go around and we try to elevate as many people as we can, because if we can all do that, we will not tolerate drug dealers in our neighborhood, and we will fight. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's the type of thing that, you know, this is the type of thing that, you know, a lot of other companies will, you know, have a problem with Mad Dash about. But the thing is, we're just doing our job. We're supposed to do what we're supposed to do. So we have nothing negative to say about, you know, people who don't like us. You know what I mean? But I definitely would like to get my co-host, Gil Baggett, online, if he can call in, to try to talk about what Mad Dash has done for him. I definitely would love to hear that. And he will be calling in pretty soon. He has a deep story. He talks about how he was in prison for about 20 years. And, you know, he's going to talk about all that stuff and, you know, where he used to be now. And I mean, where he used to be and where he is now. And, you know, it's a deep story. But first, we're going to try to get VJ Smith to call in. If you got buttons moving, that is because my phone is actually kind of weird. I don't know. But, yeah, that's kind of weird right now. One second. Okay. But yeah, I want to hear from you. What has Mad Dad done for you? And how can we improve if we, you know, if we did something that we could probably do, have an improvement on, then please let us know. You know what I mean? And again, we're trying to continue on doing our job. And we want to, you know, we want to keep going and we want to not get down a little bit. So what we aiming for is basically, you know, somebody to, if you can donate or if you can help us out, contribute in any kind of way, that would be great. You know what I mean? If you can contribute in any kind of way or if you've been helped and you want to contribute, if you like the idea that we've been, you know, doing our thing, helping people and, you know, making a community better, if you like that idea and you want to continue on with that, then please, please definitely call in. But we have a call on the line. This is Mad Dad's radio caller. Who is this?
Hey, how you doing there, Alex?
Hey, how you doing, Gil?
I'm doing truly great today, man. You know?
All right.
It's just, you know,
like
the topic, man, it's a very personal topic to me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
As far as, like, what Mad Dad has done in my life. You know, I can't really speak for anybody else, but just to give a testimony of what Mad Dad has done for me is that, you know, that, no, you won't get on the computer. As, that I Chicago, you know, out of a very dysfunctional situation, you know. I mean, you know, I haven't been on drugs for over 35 years in my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm outside the presence of God for more than about 50 years, you know. So I haven't got fresh out of the penitentiary, you know, and really didn't have no really positive direction in which to go. You know, I call myself going back into the neighborhood just lay up here and try to find some form of acceptance and direction and help. And, man, all I got was a dose of the same of what you get when you go to the same places looking for different results. You know what I'm saying? It was insanity.
Right.
You know? So
right.
I came to Minnesota to change my life, man. You know what I'm saying? To give myself a chance at life. You know? And I was standing down at the Salvation Army. And I met Damon, who was a Mad Dad at that time, at the bus stop. You know, and so he told me about the Tuesday night meet. So I had been going all over, you know what I'm saying, like seeking resources and stuff like that, housing and stuff, you know, so I desperately wanted to get up out of the Salvation Army, you know. And I met Damon, you know what I'm saying, he gave me an invitation to come to attend one of the meetings. And I came and attended the meeting, man, and I met V.J. Smith, who was at that time I didn't know was the president and founder of Mad Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat at the meetings and stuff, man, and I just listened. I really didn't participate. I just listened. And the things that I heard, you know what I'm saying, really infected my life, you know, the way I was thinking, you know, because I was thinking that, man, you know, you got one more shot out here on these streets, you know what I'm saying? You're a little older now, you're a little wiser. Maybe you won't make the same mistakes, you know what I'm saying? So you can live and attempt it again, you know? But as I sat there in that meeting, a spirit came over me, you know what I'm saying? And it told me that I was around a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that had experienced the same type of failures and the same type of complications and the same type of pain that I had been feeling, you know? So I sat myself down. And I thought about it through the whole meeting, you know. But now when I came back the second time, that's when it really done for me, you know what I'm saying? VJ managed to say something. He said, hurt people, you know. And then he said, Jack Strada said, being misinformed by misinformed people, you know.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, man, seemed like just a dam of sorrow and misery, man, just hit my heart, man. And I just started busting out crying, man. Because everything they said, I thought they was talking to me, you know.
Wow.
And after it was over with, man, you know what I'm saying, I told them, man, you know, like, I really enjoyed myself, you know what I'm saying, I would be coming back, and I continued to came back. So, you know, make a long story short, that once I laid up here and I started coming to the meetings and stuff, VJ started revealing more and more and more to me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't readily accept me, you know what I'm saying, because, like, you know, having done this Mad Dad thing for 13 years, you know, he had heard every sad story and every war story in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he seen something right. special in me. You know what I'm saying? And he reached out to me. You know what I'm saying? And and he started showing me different ways. He said, Gil, do this. You know, try this out. You know, maybe you need to go to this meeting and listen to this person. You know, and as I remain teachable to him, you know, my life started changing. You know, and then he introduced me to Shiloh Temple through the Mad Dad's Keys program where they feed the homeless and stuff. You know,
right.
And I start going every Sunday, man. You know, and It just started changing my life, you know what I'm saying? So I like what I'm saying is that Mad Dads has been the most influential, positive power that I've ever had in my life because Mad Dads just don't talk about it. They be about it. Mad Dads
right.
just don't say, you know what I'm saying, they love people. They showed it with how they love people by the work that they put in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And,
so
and
like,
you know what?
I ain't seen this man, huh?
Hey, I was going to say, you know what? Because that's what God's people do. You know, they say that they will know us by our love. And I wanted to cut you off, not to be rude, but we also have VJ Smith right on. He's right here on the line. So, VJ, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, brother. And I just want to thank Brother Gil Baggett, you know, the formerly single Mad Dad, now the currently married Mad Dad. Want to thank him for, you know, allowing me implant some things into him that produced what only God could produce, though, but produced a better man in our community. I think, you know, the drug dealers are mad, the thieves and the whoremongers are upset, the heroin sellers are disgusted, and the folks that scrape the bottom of the gully of the street are terrorized that a brother like Gil is out and revealing those dark secrets that keep our brothers and sisters in bondage. I salute you, Brother Gil, for being out there to never, ever again go back to that pit of hell. Never, ever again go back to destroying your life, but forever to change the lives of the young people. And that's why I keep you in front of our kids, because that's what keeps you rejuvenated in those times when it feels like maybe something might want to come up. I don't know. But then you'll think about a kid that you impacted, and you'll think, can't do it. Can't do it today.
Right.
Can't go back.
Right.
I'm saving too many lives. So I salute you, Brother Gil, for what you're doing to change the lives of those in our community.
Thank you very much, BJ. Hey, I got somebody here, too, with me that was, you know, he's been impacted by his experience and his relationship with Mad Dads, you know, and that's Billy.
Okay.
You know, speaking to Mr. Billy Hawkins? Yes, sir.
Okay.
How you doing?
How you doing, sir? How you doing? This is Mad Dad's Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm blessed. Yes.
All right.
Well,
I want to hear how – go ahead, VJ.
Yeah. We just want to hear your testimony, brother, about your involvement with Mad Dad's and how it has changed your life, took you to a new level.
Mad Dad's, you know, I came from Minnesota Teen Challenge, and you know, I was addicted to drugs for 30 years. I grew up in gang banging and all that stuff, and I just didn't know how to be. I'm trying to talk, man. You know, and I met Mad Dad's through Urban Ventures. I came to Urban Ventures to learn how to be a better father. You know, I didn't know how to be a father because my father wasn't there for me, and I didn't know how to be a father. And the lifestyle I was living led me to prison and down the road of destruction. You know, and when I met BJ, he began to open doors for me to show me how to go out and minister to people and give back to the community, you know, and how to love people and stuff. And now we just go out to Shiloh Temple Church every Sunday. You know, we feed the homeless. You know, it's just really teaching me how to give back. You know, that's something I didn't know how to do. I knew I just knew how to take. It was all about me. I was so selfish. But today
right.
I'm a giver. I know that I'm better blessed to give than to receive, you know, so I'm just blessed
right.
to be there. And go ahead.
And you know, right now, Billy, right now what you're doing is helping a young lady with three kids that needs help. There's no man around to help her. You're helping her right now move some furniture. You're doing God's work right now, and we thank you, brother, because you could be somewhere smoking some crack, getting drunk, you know, somewhere roaming the streets looking for somebody to rob. But right now you're doing Mad Dad's work. You're doing the kind of work we're talking about. You continue to help people in the community. Every time I look around, you're taking the back seat out of your van to stick something in there to help somebody, to bless a man. And you're always reaching out to the folks. You volunteer your time. You give your time to the community. You're always working with those that need. Man, we're really excited about what God is doing for you. Just continue to let God use you for another. The devil had you for 30. Let God have you for 90.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen, brother. We love you, man. You know we love
we
you.
I love you too, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, brother. You know, I tell you, Alex, man, it's really nice to be on Blog Talk Radio. We're doing our 2010 telethon. We're on the phones now calling individuals and getting them connected up. We want them to go to our website, which is www.minneapolismaddads.org. Go to our website and get plugged in and also make a contribution. There's a link on there. If you look on our website, you'll see a link. You link on there, and you go right in there and give a donation and a contribution to Mad Dad and our telethon. Our goal is to raise enough money, Alex, to put our youth program in place, to put our, to work with our ministry and to do the work that we do in the community and save lives in the community. Like, you know, we do it, and we do it well, and we do it right, and we're excited about that. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't have been here so long. So we want to stay here. We want to be a stable part of this community. And the only way we can do that is with the support of those that are listening. If you're listening in, you can go on the chat line and chat with us. Are you looking at the chat, Alex?
The chat line actually is not coming up on my screen. I don't know if it's the type of I don't know if it's
what's
the type
okay.
of
we're not gonna
firewall
worry about
that I have going on. Yeah,
okay,
I tried to open it earlier.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay, Alex. I thank you, Alex, for your dedication to Blog Talk Radio. I thank you, Alex, for your dedication to the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dad. You're not only a volunteer of our program and an employee of our program, but you're also my son. And I have adopted you as my son because that's the kind of love I have for you. And I look out for you like that. And, you know, whenever I can, if I got the eggs, you got the bacon, we're going to eat breakfast together. That's how it's going to roll. It's going to be like that. We're not going to worry about it. So I am proud of you for how God is moving you to be bold in the face of others through our youth opportunities to tell young people that, yeah, the drugs are out there. Yeah, the gang members are out there. Yeah, the prostitution's out there. Yes, you know, the violence is out there, but you're constantly promoting that. The positive side is much bigger. I know for our kids sometimes it seems like the negative side is so much bigger. It's so much bigger than the positive, but it's just not true. The fact is that sometimes the negative is in our face so much more than the positive, because every time you look around, there's something sexual going on. Somebody's talking about sex, or somebody's talking about violence, or somebody's angry with somebody. Just the other day, somebody was laying on the streets, and you were talking about that nobody wanted to pick that man up, and nobody wanted to help him in front of a busy grocery store. And when you helped him, Alex, and you lifted him up, he said, "I was wondering if anybody was going to help me because I couldn't do it by myself." So many things going on in our community that people just can't do it by themselves, and they need somebody to reach out and help them, somebody to give them a helping hand. Mad Dads is doing just that. Tonight, in our support group, which goes from 5 to 7 at 3041 4th Avenue South, if you listen to Blog Talk Radio, we want you to know that every Tuesday, I don't care, rain, snow, sleet, unless it's a major holiday, every Tuesday we'll provide a meal, we'll provide daycare, and we'll provide an opportunity to lift up your community. Matter of fact, we sometimes have giveaways at the end of the meeting. There's either a bag of groceries or usually something that you can get to take back to your families, to take back. So if you're a young man with a felony and you're an older man with a felony or your family that just doesn't have enough to make it, maybe if you come to our support group, not only will you get the added bonus of learning, but you get also some things to help your family in terms of your food budget and your food needs. I'm excited about that. We have somebody today that came and donated some things to give away, and we're going to be giving those away tonight at the support group. We're going to be giving those away, and I'm really excited about that. I believe it's an opportunity to help those that want help. That's why we do it. 3041 4th Avenue South is where it happens tonight. Every Tuesday it happens. Every Tuesday. We want to see you there. We're gonna start having more special guests come in on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to start having more people calling in, and we're also going to start getting more involved than ever before. 2011 is going to be a beautiful year for Mad Dads. I'm just standing up right now. I'm excited about the summertime. I'm excited about all the work we're going to do on the streets in North and South Minneapolis and even in Brooklyn Park and Brooklyn City. I'm excited about the work that we're going to do, and I'm excited about the lives we're going to change. I can't wait, man, to put my arms, wrap my arms around folks in the community and tell them how much we love them, how much we need them,
and
how much we support them. That's the kind of work we do. Just to kind of touch on what we do and the lives we change, when you talk about street patrol, nobody's been on the streets longer than Mad Dads. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, and a lot of other cities, Mad Dads all over the country have been working harder on the streets than a lot of different organizations. I mean, since 1998, 100,000 hours on the streets. It's going to take a lot of patrol and a lot of time for somebody to catch up with that. Well, we've been doing that because we know if you hit the streets, that's where everybody's at, you know. And, Alex, you know the effect. I've seen you, man, when we first got you on the streets, you were so excited, man. You were just running from corner to corner. I thought you was chasing rabbits. But the thing was, you were excited that you had somebody on your side. You're excited because you didn't have to look behind your back anymore, but you knew that you represented a team. So you can't you can't be successful all by yourself. People say, I don't need nobody to make it. But you watch. If you don't have a team, if you don't have people behind you, you can't be successful. It's impossible. You need somebody to help you. I don't care what your thing is. Somebody's got to be with you to help you, whether it's promotion, whether it's financial support. You got to have somebody. Those people that say they don't need nobody to help them are totally wrong. What's that doing in our phone? What's that?
Is there something going on at the phone?
No, something just from blowing, like, you know, somebody breathing in the phone. That's what it sounds like. But that's okay.
It might be me.
that might have been you just breathing hard. But, you know, let me tell you something, Alex. When we go out to the county homeschool and talk to the young men out there in our youth development program, I really get touched because these are men that are up against odds that you wouldn't believe, that when they go home that nobody's really supporting them to being good. Everybody's waiting on them because they're the ones that carry the pistol and the dope. You know, they want to change. They want to be responsible. But it's hard when your family is about negativity, when most of the people in your family are dead in prison and you're the one left to carry on the tradition. You don't want to carry it on, but you have to because everybody's looking at you like, what's wrong with you, boy? You know, you're a prince or you're a princess. It's your duty to carry on the legacy. And it gives me honor just to be able to teach kids what it really means to earn respect. Respect means that the community cares about you and they're excited when they see you walk down the street. It's not respect when people look at you and go, man, you better lock the door. You better put an extra lock. You better lock your steering wheel because the old boy's out. And he's out to get whoever he can get. You better watch your daughter. You better do everything you can to protect those. You know, if your son don't fight and he's a little weak, he's going to get it. He's going to take his walkman. He's going to take whatever he can. He's out. Everybody beware. That's not respect. Some people think
that's
respect.
Fear.
That's not fear. That's fear.
Right.
Nobody should fear anybody in their community. They should feel protected because you're out. And that's what we're trying to grow, a strong man that can show protection and show direction and show support to individuals in our community. I think it's critical that we do that. I think it's really critical that we teach our young people. I pray right now for our fathers that believe that their kids have to be gang members. I pray right now for our mothers that feel that they can't speak up for their kids and they're afraid of their own kids. I pray right now for that young man that thinks a gun is the only thing that will give him protection, the only thing that makes him a leader, the only thing that shows that he can be somebody. I pray right now for them that don't believe that the only God that they believe in is a 9mm. The only God that they believe in is the kilo of dope. The only God that they believe in is having sex with as many women as possible, dropping seeds all over the community to leave our children to fend for themselves with mothers that are struggling. I pray for all those individuals, Alex. I pray for them. And I pray for those that you try to reach as a young man to show them God has anointed you and appointed you to take the mission of change, the mission to change others. And I pray, even in your own family, as you go through your struggles, that God will continue to bless you and protect you in those things. You know, we've been working with the Boy Scouts and trying to make an impact there. And we've learned a lot, and I want to thank. As a matter of fact, we should have him on to talk on our Blog Talk Radio. Talk about what's available and how people can really get involved in the Boy Scouts. And it'd be nice, Alex, if you worked that out. Well, in our family and parent mediation, you know, you through our mediation work, you've been able to reach a young man that you're mentoring now. What's his name?
His name is Jordan.
And Jordan is a young man that his mother just couldn't find anybody. You know, there was no room in Big Brothers and Big Sisters and a lot of other programs, but they found Alex, and Alex said that he would do it. And Alex, what's that experience been like to be mentoring a young man?
You know, it's been really great because this kid is very, very smart. He's really smart. You know, he's doing great in school, and he probably doesn't have too much of, you know, a hard story like maybe you have heard from other kids, you know. But his issue was he just didn't know where the black side of his blood came from. You know, he's a mixed kid, and he didn't really understand what it meant to be a black male in a household. His father is black and his mother is white. And she had mentioned that, he mentioned a few times before, that he didn't like being black because his father was black and his father was a criminal. But the thing is, you know, what we try to do with him is basically to appreciate, you know, where he come from, his lineage, you know what I mean, and how he should appreciate other cultures, you know what I mean, and things like that. So we talked about that stuff, and he really grasped on to that. He really appreciated our conversation. He had fun with us. You know, then we went to McDonald's, and he had fun. He was happy to get his toy that he got, and he was a really good kid. He was really smart.
Wow, that's making an impact, Alex. That's one kid that his life will be transformed because you interacted with them. We're always trying to get people to be mentors, and we need more mentors. If you'd like to mentor a kid like Alex is doing, why don't you give us a call, 612-822-0802. That's 612-822-0802. And mentor a kid will show you how to do it. Work with Partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Kinship, and Voter Options, three organizations that have hundreds and hundreds of kids waiting for you. Waiting for you to come and love them and hold them and squeeze them and tell them how important they are and make them feel protected and all that good stuff that we do. You know, it's really critical that we begin to do this work. I'm so glad that God gave me this mission to do this work. I feel so good about the work we do, but I also feel good about what we're going to do in the future. I want to chat a little bit about the Peace Bus and thank the guys for making the bus safe. 25% reduction on crime on the bus in Metro and Minneapolis, Minnesota, because of the ridership of the Mad Dads and the Peace Bus. No reason to cuss and fuss. You're just riding the Peace Bus. It's just us. Come on, calm down. We're going to get down and get around. Oh, that's what I love, that sound. Yes, that's right. It's the Peace Bus, y'all. It's the Peace Bus. And it's a peaceful thing to see folks riding and having a great time. I just love it to death. And I just want to thank all the members on the Peace Bus. Alex, you had the opportunity to ride the Peace Bus, and you had the opportunity to ride when the Peace Bus wasn't, when the Mad Dads weren't on the bus. What do you think the difference is?
I think the difference is great. Our presence certainly has an effect on some of the individuals that I've even seen before that, you know, that might have had an issue with, especially like talking on the phone in a certain conversation that they might have. I've noticed people actually talk in a normal tone on the bus because it was quiet enough for them to talk in a normal, you know, tone. And I've realized that there's some people who's not doing a lot of cussing or, you know, kids are not acting out because of that that's been on there. It's like having, you know, your parents around you. You know how a kid might be a fool in school, but then when their parents come and join them for school for that day, they're a whole nother character. You know what I mean? And I think that's what kind of presence we bring on them kind of buses. You know, it really lets the elders on there feel a lot safe, and you know, younger kids feel safe, and you know, people who just, you know, it makes them feel safe. The driver feels safe, and you know, it's one time I really wish Mad Death was on this bus. And, you know, obviously, you know, we can't be on all the buses at all once, but it was one time where a fight, you know, broke out with two groups of people rushed on the bus to fight. I guess it was chasing three other individuals. And I really, I can just imagine how if Mandez was on that bus, how quickly that situation would have been resolved. So it's definitely a big difference. It really is.
Well, you know, I agree with you. And you know, like, we can't be everywhere. That's what people say. Where was you at? When is that? Where was you at? Well, you can't be everywhere. Police can't be everywhere. The FBI can't be everywhere. Mad Dad can't be everywhere. You know, and the ministers can't be everywhere. Nobody can be everywhere. So there's always going to be somebody with some negative feedback. But, you know, we say bring that on, man. We're used to that. Bring it on. Matter of fact, bring your negative self on and volunteer with us. Come on, do something good. You know, when we work with individuals that have been incarcerated, so many times they feel like nobody wants to help them. Nobody cares. And we've been working with Stan with Ready, Set, Work, a program that gets you first ready to work at set to start about your mission and then to go ahead and get the work done. You know, it takes patience and time when you have a felon to get yourself a job and get working and get up and at it. And so I feel like it's been important for us to get folks prepared and give them the encouragement they need. There's nothing like seeing a man go back to selling dope because he can't do anything else. That's not an option, and your kids will never get to see you if you keep going back to prison. So we want our fathers in the community with their kids. We don't need them being raised by the county or being raised by public programs because you can't replace a father. You just can't replace a father. This year we had an opportunity to start some entrepreneurial ventures with Versalis. We've been working with them with the vitamins and nutritional products and also with my farm, teaching kids about farming and how to get involved and how to work with that. And we're still working on that. It needs some work on it, but just think about the folks that learned something about farming, learned something about vegetables and learned something about that. That was it. And then also the community learning. We've had a lot of organizations, youth programs, and nonprofits with youth to come alongside of us and work with us out in the community and get a visual. Not just hear about the streets, but actually get out on the streets by working with us and learning what it's like to be on Lake Street, to be on Laurie, to be on Broadway, learning what that's like and going, wow, that is something, you know.
Definitely, definitely. I really appreciate how when we do these outreaches, especially with people who might have, you know, do it for the first time, I appreciate looking and knowing how, you know, the experience was, because, you know, you always hear something new from somebody and they'll say, wow, I didn't know it was that heavy here, you know, and you know, you guys do this every day type stuff, you know what I mean? And it feels good to say, yeah, you know, we have to do this, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, and we do have to do it. You know, just like we have to go in the hospitals and respond to gunshot victims and folks have been stabbed and beat. We have to respond to that because a lot of times these people don't get any visit at the hospital. Or the visitors they do get aren't positive. They're coming up and start some mess to keep something going that shouldn't have to go.
That's right. And DJ, not to cut you off, but we got another caller online. This is Malcast Radio. Caller, who's this?
Pedro.
Hey, Pedro.
Hey.
You mind going somewhere quiet for us?
Hey, Pedro, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, a little under the weather, but I'm living, DJ.
Let me just say this. Pedro, before Pedro gives his testimony, Pedro, I just met with the young lady, the mother of the 12-year-old girl that got shot, and she said that she's talking a little bit through a tube. The 12-year-old girl that got shot on 34th and Chicago Avenue South, she's paralyzed now. She will never walk again. She was coming from the grocery store to get some pop and gum, and when she looked back as she was going into the house, she heard shots, and one of them hit her, I think, right below her chin. Was it, Dame, Pedro?
Yes, it hit her right below the chin.
And it paralyzed her, and she will never walk again. And so to those perpetrators, man, I wouldn't want that kind of blood on my hand. God is going to get some kind of, he's going to take care of that business. Even though you don't turn yourself in, you're going to always be tormented to the fact that you paralyzed the little girl. And I just hate to the fact that these gang members are holding that information. They won't tell who this person is with this gun. This person is just going to shoot somebody else again because nobody's willing to talk, and they know who did it. So, Pedro, I said that to say thank you for helping me. You speak Spanish, and you've been able to help me work with the family. Thank you very much for helping me. I appreciate you, Pedro, and I love you for all the hard work you've done.
Well, thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, too. And thank you, and I love you, too, VJ. Thank you.
And just tell us about how Mad Dads has helped you.
Well, how Mad Dads helped me, well, for me, you know, Mad Dads has helped me came from my addiction, you know, back 2006-2007, you know, I was messed up and I was in treatment and, you know, so I got involved with Mad Dads when I was in treatment and it was the best thing for me to get a part involved with an organization that cared about me, first of all, you know, because I never had a dad role model, you know, because my dad had told me that, you know, when I was little, that he wasn't my father at that time. So, you know, I never had a dad figure type, you know. So, and, you know, when I started coming around the support group and I had somebody, you know, I had you, you know, they gave me hugs. It was like, wow, you know, actually somebody does care about me. Somebody's telling me, like, you could do better, you know, like, wow, you know. You know, we're here for you. So that really got to me. And, you know, so I wanted to be a part of that organization, you know. And soon after that, I started bringing my kids around that, you know. So what Mad Dad started, you know, giving back for me, you know, by bringing my kids around that organization, you know. So, you know, at first, you know, my wife didn't even want nothing to do with me, you know. So, you know, we were separated, you know, from my addiction and all that, from the drug use and the gang lifestyle. But by me being involved with Mad Dads, it started changing, you know, because my kids started being part of Mad Dads, and she's like, wow, you know, he's doing something different. If my kids want to be a part of him and they like coming to Mad Dads, there's something really going different in him, you know. Something's really working different for him, you know. So, you know, she started coming to the support group a couple of times, checking it out, and she like, wow, it is something, you know, different here. You know, they do care for him, you know. They do, you know. So, you know, now, you know, I'm doing, you know, Mad Dads, you know, you giving me the marriage counseling, you know, and it's something that I, you know, should have had before I got married, you know, but it's helping me tremendous, you know, in my relationship today, you know, also, you know, but there's a lot of things that, you know, Mad Dad said came to me that, you know, I owe my life, you know, it gave me a second chance,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It gave me a second chance in life, you know, and I'm grateful, you know, I'm grateful to God, you know, that this gave me the opportunity to go give back to the kids, you know. The job that I have at Nellie Stone Johnson, the little 3-hour job, 3 hours a day, 4 days a week, I have is because of my dad's, you know.
Definitely. I love to hear these stories, you know, about how, you know, it always amazes me to hear, you know, each and every, you know, person, especially from Mad Dad, how Mad Dad's affected their lives and stuff like that. It really touches me because it's like I can't even imagine, you know, the past self of each and every person. I can't imagine Gil behind bars because, you know, it's just hard for me to grasp my mind that he was a criminal back then. You know, it's hard for me to grasp my mind, you know, to think of you as a drug addict, you know what I mean? And, you know, I was just thinking, I was sitting here listening to you, and I was thinking, what if, you know, I went back in time and seen it, you know, and how heartbroken I really would have been. But that's just, it goes to tell you how, you know, your past is your past. And right now, how you still have a new chance at life, and you say you got a second chance at life, and that's just a beautiful thing, you know, for me.
Right, you know, and that goes back, you know, because like about a year ago, somebody had used my identity, you know, and by me being a part of Mad Dad's, we were at an event, and I had mentioned it to the chief. The police of Minneapolis, and I told them, you know, I'm trying, you know, I had called the second precinct and made a police report, but they were not handling it, and he's like, he gave me his email, you know, and he took care of it right away, you know, so it's just, you know, things, you know, by being a part of Mad Dad's, you know, that I cannot never imagine, you know, but having a great leader, having a dad, you know, like B.J. Smith, you know, like I said, he's my father, you know, like I said, you know, he's a dad to me, you know, and I can never repay him what he has done in his 3.5-4 years of my life, you know, and all I can do is give back, you know, to the community, give back, you know, whenever he asks me to do something, I'm there, if, you know, if I'm able to, I would do the extra mile, you know, I would pull it, you know, I'm never going to say no, you know.
That's right, and not to cut you off, Pedro, we got another call on the line, we got 2 minutes left. This is Mad Dad's radio caller, who's this?
This is Brother Leroy, Mad Dad.
How you doing, Leroy?
You, Pedro. Hey, Leroy, how you doing, man? Pedro, that was great, what you just said. And Alex, man, I know we got 2 minutes, we're going to leave a little bit for Leroy, but Leroy's story is so long and so many years, just like Pedro, that you need more than 2 minutes for Leroy. But I'm going to let him in a short time just tell you, and you cut him, got to how good Mad Dad's has been to him and how it's changed his life.
Oh, Mad Dad's been so amazing to me. I mean, they open their arms. They help everybody. They do outreach. Over 1,000 hours of outreach, they I mean, not just for me, you know, for my family. I mean, the Tuesday night group, you know, they give away food, you know, they give away knowledge, they, you know, they talk about God and parenting and help out, just help the elderly. I mean, I can't say for me, you know, because it's just not for me. It's for everybody, you know, in the communities,
right,
all around the state, the world. I just love them. They're just amazing.
That's right. They are amazing. We got a few seconds left. DJ, you want to? We got 60 seconds. That's our cue. You want to pray us out for that? DJ? Okay, DJ's not online. Leroy, you want to pray us out? We got 54 seconds.
Lord Jesus, Father, I just thank you for today. I thank you for the storm. I thank you, you know, that's probably for the farmers that needed all of this here snow. I pray that everybody in this world, you know, be safe and that nobody get harmed or hurt. I pray for that family that got burned up over there the other day off of 36th and Elliott, you know. A couple lives was lost, you know. I just thank you, Lord, for having Blog Talk Radio and your soldiers that's doing the work for you and standing behind you, and that we can pass it off to a younger generation like Alex, to where he will be able to carry this on, to have a passion for it. And in your name, in Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. Tune in next week, everybody, for Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Brother Carson. We'll talk to you guys next week.